The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Possible delays, further delays when it comes to the National Children's Hospital. Before that, though, there's a secondary health story today I wanted to touch on, which is these precancerous cells arguably being miscategorised, is how they're describing it, at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda. Niamh Griffin is health correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Niamh, what can you tell us about this?
Yes, hello, Kieran. So there was reports this week about changes in the categorisation of cells for a number of patients at that hospital. So three patients are having open disclosure meetings this week, and several dozen others are expected to get letters informing them of a regrading of their results. So in some cases, it's understood the severity of the category could be going up, and in others going down. But in at least one patient's case, it was reported that their what was described to them initially as a mild precancerous cell category is being raised up to high. So there's obviously some concerns there in the hospital. Sorry.
I was sorry to cut across you. No, I was just going to say... Do we know exactly how many patients? Do we know what time frame this relates to, this miscategorisation, or how many consultants we're talking about here? Whose work?
Yes, so the hospital said on Tuesday that it relates to the work of one consultant between February and November of last year. They haven't confirmed the numbers, so I suppose that will come out eventually, but they're understood to be contacting patients this week, either in person or with letters. Depending, I suppose, on the level of change that's happening with their results. So it's quite worrying for everyone concerned, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, that other story I do want to talk to you about the National Children's Hospital, but first let me just get the view of Stephen McMahon on all this, who's the co-founder and director of the Irish Patients Association. Stephen, what's your interpretation of what happened here?
Well, the most important thing here is what matters most is that the patients who are at the centre of this are not left in a state of anxiety and uncertainty. When the report was published last night in the Times, one patient contacted us last night and had shared that she had had biopsies in July 24 and that they'd been reported as normal. Now, she's had other tests and stuff done since then, but her main concern was she was absolutely shocked insofar as that, am I one of these patients because I fall within, as Niamh said there, in the timeline there in July 2024. Now, we learned this morning from the HSE that they had hoped to set up a helpline this evening so people would be able to make contact with them. And when I told this patient that at lunchtime, there was a sense of relief. Well, at least I can get on and find if I'm part of this. Mm. And at the moment, I'm afraid, you know, we haven't heard whether that lifeline is live or not yet, or that helpline is live or not. And one quick point I'd like to make is that open disclosure is a really hard one. Patient safety right for everybody. It's there for when something happens to you that the system will own up and tell you what actually happened. Now, if that's a single event, like there was a wrong site operation or the wrong medicines or something like that, you know, and you get a note, that's about you. But what we're talking about here is a cluster of patients. And Niamh touched on some of the questions and you did there, you know, how long has this been going on? Was this a locum? In other words, are there other possible hospitals involved with a similar sort of problem? So we're left in a void, really. The most important thing is that the patients that are affected by this are not sitting at home having a cup of tea listening to this show, worrying over the fact, am I one of those patients that has a reclassified finding from those biopsies? Because those findings, whether they're mild, medium or high, actually suggest what line of future clinical care you're going to get in the immediate or distant, you know, within the near future and so on. And that's why they're so important.
Stephen, is the one positive we can take from this that the patients are being told that it's not all that long ago that, you know, the situation like this might have been greeted with a consultant saying, listen, we don't need to actually tell anyone about this because telling them, you know, won't make a difference to the fact that it happened and doctor knows best.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, in being fair about it, it's such an important right that they are actually doing this. But unfortunately, you know, there isn't a helpline there to alleviate all of the patients that are now worrying about that and other questions that need to be addressed. It's fine saying there's reviews and one thing and another, but I think the least the public deserve is a full explanation as best they can to explain the situation as it is now. Because all that's happening is that doubt and a little bit of confusion is going out there and people are at home, as they say, like that other person that contacted us like last night, in that state of anxiety.
Well, listen, as more details emerge, we'll bring them to you here on the show. Niamh, the other story I wanted to talk to you about was the National Children's Hospital. So Jennifer Carol McNeill today talking about how few contractors are on site compared to this time last year and how little of the money set aside by the state for BAM to complete the project has been taken up. What's going on?
Yes, so this seems like a row developing really between the minister and BAM. So we were up to today, we understood that the construction was due to finish at the end of September with the children, the young patients to go in maybe in June next year. But when she was asked about it this morning, the minister said that she has real concerns about the number of workers on site. That at the end of 2024, there was between 800 and 900 a week working on the site. And she's now being told there's between 400 and 500, with less than 3 million euro being drawn down when they could be drawing down 10 million to do the work. And she raised real concerns about the what she called the logical and sequential order in which work is being done. And she raised real concerns, I suppose, about the pace of the work. But in response, BAM said a few hours later that they were very disappointed with her comments. And they said that the situation is that the hospital is 99% complete, which is very different. They defended the number of contractors on site, saying it's entirely normal for this stage of the construction.
Yeah, we've this statement here as well, and you'll have had it from the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board. BAM has not adequately resourced this project. This is evidenced by its continued failure to meet its own planned progress to complete the project, resulting in lower than expected valuations and certified payments. The monthly payments to BAM in comparison to the payments available are illustrative of the ongoing lower than required level of activity on site. I mean, this is he said, she said, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, very much so. And I mean, we're at a stage where about 5 weeks from when the construction was expected to be complete. So it's quite worrying, I think, for parents and probably staff as well to see this sort of argument still happening. BAM are saying that there were 84 new and revised changes submitted to them recently. So that's not being mentioned by the other side as a significant issue. So it's really worrying that we could be facing yet another delay and another sort of knockback to that summer of next year to see new patients going in.
Stephen McMahon is still with us. Stephen, you know, I know I mentioned the kind of he said, she said nature of this and you know, the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board and the Department of Health and the HSE and Jennifer Carol McNeill and BAM, they'll all have their own views as to what has gone wrong here. And I'm not sure the public really care too much about that. What they care about is when this hospital is going to open. And their story today, or their takeaway from this, isn't kind of how many contractors are on site or what revisions were made to the project or what the original contracts had to say or how much of available money has been drawn down in terms of monthly payments. Their takeaway from all of this is another bloody delay.
Well, that's key, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like, as you quite rightly listed out there, a whole load of different finger pointing and so on. The bottom line is, it appears that it's going to miss yet another deadline for whatever reason. And that really, at this stage now, is becoming unacceptable. The children of Ireland deserve to be able to get access. Only last week we heard the tragedy about the scoliosis death of young Harvey. And, you know, we've really got to start putting the patients first between all of them, all of the parties that are involved in this, and ensure that that hospital opens in 2026 and certainly does not go into 2027.
Yeah, I mean, as I heard someone remark, the only thing worse than a 2 billion euro children's hospital is a 2 billion euro children's hospital with no children in it, which continues to be the case. I think that was a remark I heard somebody make about 18 months ago, and it looks like it might continue to be the case 2027, a beggar's belief.
One quick comment I'll make is that if it doesn't open soon, we'll start with the restoration of work that's already been done on it.
It's remarkable, actually, isn't it, that some of the stuff is going to be out of date before the first patient could walk through the doors. Niamh Griffin, health correspondent with the Irish Examiner, Stephen McMahon, co-founder and director of the Irish Patients Association. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.